With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There were emotional reunions for the Israeli hostages held by Hamas released Monday.
Released hostage Eitan Moore hugging his crying father as his mother recites a prayer. He's one of the last 20 living hostages released by Hamas Monday as part of a peace deal since the start of the war on October 7, 2023, when 251 were kidnapped. Others released include Guy Gilboa Dalal, who was greeted by his family. Under the peace deal, which the U.S. helped broker, Hamas also releasing the bodies of any remaining hostages who died in captivity. In exchange, Israel releasing Palestinian prisoners. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump and other world leaders have signed the Gaza peace deal at a summit in Egypt. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After years of suffering and bloodshed, the war in Gaza is over.
The president told the global summit in Sharm el-Sheikh it's a monumental moment for the Mideast and the world.
Together we've achieved what everybody said was impossible.
And he urged leaders to put the old feuds and bitter hatreds behind us.
And to declare that our future will not be ruled by the fights of the generations past.
The president said the next step is rebuilding Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Speaker Mike Johnson predicts the federal government shutdown may become the longest in history. He says he won't negotiate with Democrats until they hit pause on their health care demands and reopen the government. It's the 13th day of the shutdown, and the closures are taking a toll nationwide. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 588 points, the NASDAQ rose 490, the S&P 500 advancing by 102. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is quitting the ECFA. Michael Harrington has more on the story.
The leader of Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says he's withdrawing those ministries from the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. That organization recently announced that in addition to reporting on a ministry's spending habits, it will require a detailed plan of support for each ministry's leader in an effort to avoid scandals. Graham says that takes the ECFA outside its traditional role and is too invasive. Michael Harrington reporting.
Recent high-profile deadly attacks on places of worship have intensified anxiety and outright fear among clergy and people of faith worldwide. In just the past 6 weeks, there have been attacks on a synagogue in Manchester, England, a Mormon church in Michigan, and a Catholic church in Minnesota hosting a mass for school children. This is SRN News. Rising tariff costs and other economic factors are forcing retailers to pull back or even delay their plans to hire seasonal workers. Bob Agnew reports.
These temp workers typically pack orders at distribution centers, serve shoppers at stores, and build holiday displays during the most important selling season of the year. A job placement firm forecasted hiring for the last 3 months of the year will likely fall to its lowest level since the 2009 recession, or fewer than 500,000 positions. That's fewer than last year's 543,000 temp jobs. The average seasonal gain since 2005 has been 653,363 workers. Bob Agnew reporting.
North Carolina Republican legislative leaders say they will vote next week on redrawing the state's U.S. House district map with the likely aim of securing another GOP seat. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.